boys and girls.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a whole clan in the building.
Yeah.
Pastor Charles Jenkins is here with us. His lovely wife is accompanying him now. Who are the two gentlemen behind you?
Man, it's my
nephew, some hoodlum thugs, man. I know these boys, man. Don't get. I don't know who Pastor Rose is.
You know, I have to ask. I was like, Pastor, who are these boys?
You know? Don't get up this early. Okay. Do they?
No. You know, not day, worshiping the Lord.
The day and time that we live in, you can never be too sure. So it's good to see y'all. How you doing?
Oh, man, we're supercalifragilistic.
Expialidocious.
Yes, I like that.
Thank y'all for letting us hang today.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. I know you guys are in town in our area, a part of a relationship seminar. Is that what we call it?
It's a conference,
it's
man.
It's a conference,
at Higher D, my brother, Pastor Terrence Johnson,
yeah.
And my sister, Lady Torsha.
Yeah. Portia.
Yeah, it's called The Answer, and... it's exciting. It's the couples and singles from all over the city of Houston will be there tomorrow from 9 to 4.
Yeah, man.
Pastor Jamal Bryant, Torrey, and...
Sarah Jakes Roberts.
They're okay.
Newly married.
They're newly, yeah, yeah.
The whole thematic focus is the resume of Mr. and Mrs. Wright.
Oh, man. That's going to be awesome.
I remember he preached that long time
ago.
So we were married 17 years this past Valentine's Day.
Oh, congratulations.
We gonna chime in.
Yeah. 17 years.
Y'all
that's a lot.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Meet me at the old.
Oh, hey, your white dress.
Look at here. Look at
here. Lord,
might as well do this.
That's my pastor right there. That's my pastor.
That's how I got married.
On that song.
Yeah.
Well, man, we're excited about the CD that you have. Any Given Sunday. We've been featuring the song War, and of course you featured that first here on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. But you're back this morning.
Yeah.
And we have some other songs that we want to get into. One in particular called Just to Know Him. Tell us about that as we get ready to play this song.
You know, it's a brand new worship album, and it's a celebration of everything Jesus is, everything Jesus does, and it just really gets into your heart and your mind and reminds you of how good he is and how great he is and what it means to have a relationship with him and what it means for him to bring the fullness of life and life more abundantly. And so... it's that intimate worship song that gets you reaching for him and celebrating him.
Let's reach for him right now. Brand new from the CD entitled Any Given Sunday, Pastor Charles Jenkins with us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. This is Just to Know Him at 23 minutes past the hour.
Hallelujah.
He loved me enough to gladly take to know him.
Just to know.
Charles Jenkins and Just to Know Him from the CD entitled Any Given Sunday on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. 28 minutes past the hour. Love that, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for letting us share it.
Now, how many of these songs did you write on the Any Given Sunday? First of all, this title, Reverend, because you know you work those titles. Huh? We've been around you for a few years. We kind of catching on to you a little bit. Now, was this inspired by anything in particular?
Any Given Sunday. The whole idea was how can we bring the soundtrack of Sunday to every single day of your life?
Yeah.
And so every great emotion, every great moment, every powerful moment with God, what does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like to bring that to every single day? Because we need that every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's the whole mission of the record, to bring the power and soundtrack of Sunday to every single day.
Yeah, I noticed on the previous project you have that desire too to bring that Sunday morning experience to everybody. It's kind of like you found this lane. This works for you.
Well, you know, as a pastor, in wanting to have music we could sing on Sunday, and wanting to have create an experience where everybody can sing and everybody can worship. Mm-hmm. And so the brand for Fellowship Chicago has been to create simple, singable, theologically sound music that feels great, that can lead you to praise and worship God every single day. Anybody can sing it, from a little baby in a shower that somebody posted on YouTube to a grandmama calling in at a radio station.
Speaking of the Fellowship Church in Chicago.
You've been there.
I've been there a couple times. First of all, how are things? Talk a little bit about the church. What's the mission or movement for this particular year? I know we fresh into 2015. Where we going?
You know, we don't have you know, we're mean and lean in 2015. We don't have one of those. It's an exciting time. We've got a massive project we're leading called the Legacy Project.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's huge focus around that. It's on track to create 400 new jobs in the community.
Oh, yeah. I remember
there's a massive educational component that's in process. 1,500 new students will come into the site. Focusing on science, technology, engineering, math, the arts, There's some hospitality components, mm-hmm. and the church has started the design phase for our phase of the project. Mm-hmm. But the Legacy Project is our one-stop shop, destination, location, holistic commitment to building people, building community. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge focus. And then internally, God has blessed us with so many amazing new people. And yeah. so mm-hmm. what it means to make sure we develop sound, solid relationships, yeah. not just with God, but with each other.
Yeah.
And all work on how we grow together.
Yeah. And it's a landmark year at Fellowship. Fellowship turned 65 years old. Our founder, yeah. Reverend Dr. Clay Evans. He
yes.
turns 90 this year.
Wow.
And my husband and I, we joined the 40-40 club this year.
No. Welcome.
Yeah. Good city.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So when do you find the time, or how are you able to, you know, pastoring the church? I know you go around speaking a lot as you're doing this weekend. How do you find the time? When do you get your creative process of writing music and things of that nature? How does it come? Does it come to you? You driving, or is it all different type of ways? Or
yeah, so you know, with everything that we do at Fellowship, we say teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah. Right.
And so
yeah.
I've got 60 amazing team members that are employed at Fellowship, mm-hmm. and then.
Cool.
For all of the other areas, the same thing, just great people. And so it gives me the latitude to be able to hear from God and, mm-hmm. and to be able to get creative. And mm-hmm. and it comes at any moment.
Any given moment. Yeah.
Any given moment. That sounds like a good record title.
any given moment.
But it's really God for me, because it's like a waterfall.
Yeah.
It comes and I'm reaching for a napkin, a torn off envelope, or a scratched piece of paper, and I can't get it out fast enough.
Yeah.
And so I try to be open all the time, and God hooks me up. And AV asks how many songs I wrote on the record.
Yeah.
It's 10 songs. I wrote 7 out of the 10.
Come on,
all right.
Come on, somebody.
I was very blessed to produce this record.
Come on, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, somebody. Pastor Charles Jenkins is hanging out with us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. The brand new project is entitled Any Given Sunday. You definitely want to get your hands on it. It is sold everywhere online.
March 17th.
Yeah. Hey. All right, it's going to be a blessing.
You about to do Points of Power?
Yeah, we got to do Points of Power.
You want him to do it?
You know, he's done it with me before.
Yeah, he can do it again.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I'm happy to join
God.
In.
God.
But we continue our conversation with Pastor Charles Jenkins. The brand new CD, Any Given Sunday, will be out March 17th.
Yeah.
In stores everywhere. You can get your hands on it. There's another song off of it I want to play. Great pastor, great leader.
Hey,
great
man.
Doctor.
No, you're the man, and I'm super grateful. I want to sound like Bishop Sakala. I can't. I don't have his wallet.
I don't either.
you can pretend.
Tell him I said it.
Well, there's the song on the project called Your Love Is Enough.
Mm. My 10-year-old daughter, Paris, was riding in the car, and she was singing, and She got to this point where she just threw in, your love is enough,
yeah.
and kept going. And she was just vibing. I said, wait a minute, babe, back up. And she sung it again and said, your love is enough.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a song.
Yeah.
And so
see, that's a writer
like,
right there.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I did.
Yeah. Give me my credit and my royalty.
Are you sure, Paris?
yeah. So my 10-year-old, she's down for some royalties on this
yeah.
one.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
went Make on sure and wrote a song, wrote a full song. And so it's a celebration of God. God's love, man,
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's a party song. It's got that 80s meets 90s meets 2015, and it's a call and response. It's something else, you know,
yeah.
that you can get the crowd going with.
Let's get them going right now. From the city entitled Any Given Sunday, Your Love Is Enough, at 24 minutes past the hour.
Clap those hands like this. Come on.
I know that you are with me every day.
I know that
just clap your hands, everybody. Come on, come on, come on. I just clap your hands, everybody. Let me go old school. Come on, come on. Clap your hands this evening. Come on, y'all. I said it's all right. Clap your hands this evening. Come on, y'all. I said it's all right. Come on, clap your hands this evening. Come on, y'all. Everybody, let me hear you say it.
Feeling this right here, man. It's hot. Charles Jenkins, your love is enough. On the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, 29 minutes past the hour, from the CD entitled Any Given Sunday, March 17. Mark the calendar. Put it in your
mark
phone.
Mark them.
Get ready to get it. That's a hot CD. Pastor, that's a hot song, man.
About it. I appreciate it so much. Yeah. And I want to connect with worship leaders and ministers of music, minister of musics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that how you say it?
Ministers of music.
Yeah, ministers.
Shout out to Elder Kevin Vassar, who was leading that song.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
But you know, it's stuff that people can sing, you know? And so we want to get the music, the ministers of music and worship leaders, so, you know, you could teach it. And, you know, I want to look at how I can live stream for ministers of music at no cost, so they can get a jump start. And you got to jump on my website, charlesjenkins.com, charlesjenkins.com.
And send
me some emails.
I love the Jenkins connection that y'all have, man, you know, working together and as a team. And just talk about how important that is.
It's a God story. Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to retrace your steps to see how you ended up, where you ended up. And God, he orders our steps and he orders our stops. Mm. It's such a God story how we are where we are. Quick story. I grew up in small town Jackson, Tennessee. My father's side is from smaller town Brownsville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Mm.
Through Clark Atlanta Gospel Choir, this 19-year-old boy asked me for my phone number. I was thinking about Jesus in church. He asked me for my phone number about 20 years ago.
And I still got it.
You still got that number.
And so the church where we are, Fellowship, was founded by Reverend Dr. Clay Evans, who is from Brownsville, Tennessee.
Okay.
This tiny town.
Yeah.
Who he grew up with my grandparents. He grew up with my great uncle. So only God can orchestrate the navigate the details of your life.
He still has that number. Did he have a smooth line when he
did. You know, used his handicap to win me over.
He used his handicap?
Yeah. He's 100% deaf in one side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so in the church he said, I can't hear you. We go to the back of the church so I can hear you more clearly?
God can take what the devil meant for bad and use it to work for your good.
Let me look at you, man. I see you, boy. You got it going on. You worked that.
The Holy Spirit gave me that line.
Yeah.
And here we are 20 years later. Come on, church.
Talk a little bit, just before we get out of here, talk a little bit about the March Gladness tour that you have coming up.
March Gladness, you got to follow me on Twitter, CharlesJenkins7, or Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago on Facebook, or CharlesJenkins.com. To keep up with us. We are coming to your city. March Gladness will be all over the place. Philly, D.C., New York, Dallas, and Atlanta on March the 15th. Mm-hmm. The Any Given Sunday March Gladness album release concert with my brother, my best friend, Pastor Craig L. Oliver in Atlanta, 7 p.m. At the Elizabeth Baptist Church, March the 15th.
Oh, okay.
And so follow me on Twitter, CharlesJenkins7, and so you can come hang at a listening party concert during the month of March. March Gladness.
Yeah, man. We're excited for you, man. Now you're doing this. It's good to see you. Good on energy. The road.
Thank you all for the love. Yeah. Thank you all for the prayers and support. Thank you, Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Thank you, prophetess.
Pastor Charles Jenkins, give us your website one more time.
CharlesJenkins.com.
I'm on it right
now. And then Inspired People, you got to jump on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel, Inspired People, and follow us. We're going to stream the album release concert live in Chicago, April 3rd. You know your boy ain't forgot about y'all.
Watch out.
Yes, Lord.